The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. It's always an adventure in here. I mean, to start the show. At 7 o'clock exactly, Lance goes, "Where are my headphones? Where are the headphones? Somebody hit them." Every day. It never changes.
Sweet.
Smell of success. Nate Griffin is going to join us here. I think we're going to do it during the break, though. So watch Channel 26 when we break here. At 7:16, we're going to be on with...
But keep your radio on and give us ratings.
Right, that too. But you can't talk about ratings, otherwise they don't count.
Oh, that's right.
You can't talk about...
Nobody on radio talks
about
ratings.
Being the number one show from 7 to 9 in the world. So here's the deal is, okay, what's the lead on the Rockets last night?
I got the lead for the city of Houston. The city of Houston smashed their opponents. I'm embarrassed for every other city.
Yeah, that's a pretty good lead. But here's the deal. Is they haven't even played well. They haven't played well at all.
You're talking about the Rockets.
Yeah, the Rockets haven't played well. Well, the Astros haven't hit well.
Had an inning.
Astros did have an inning, and you know what? Oh, well, that's great. That's awesome. Having that inning.
All it takes. When you got Garrett Cole, when you got their starting pitching right now, all it takes is an inning.
They haven't had a bad outing since McCullers' 8-run outing, and that's over a week ago now. Mm. I mean, that is, or it's right at a week, whatever. Their starting pitching is stupid. It's stupid how good it is. But here's the deal is, we didn't worry about the Rockets because they played so poorly and they still won by 3 in game 1. They played poorly and they kicked their ass last night. And not worried about James, but that was really bad. Really bad. Thank God that Minnesota isn't any good offensively. Otherwise, the Rockets might be in some trouble here.
I'll be honest with you. Yesterday's win is really, to me, more on Minnesota than Houston. I mean, look, Houston, they got it going in the second quarter. But this was, James had a Chris Harden game. James had, a Chris Paul game from game one was James Harden in game two. And yet, the Rockets are still 2-0. They smashed him yesterday. But most other playoff teams probably would have beaten the Rockets for sure in one of those two games.
Yeah, when you're shooting 36% yesterday, 30.8 from three.
You take James out of the equation, how'd they shoot?
Almost, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how bad James shot.
Yeah. Well, you know, Eric Gordon was only 3 of 13 and 2 of 10. He didn't shoot well. But Chris Paul made up for it. 10 of 18, 3 for 5 from 3. Capella was 4 for 6. What the hell happened to Karl-Anthony Towns? 2 for 9 and 5 points last night.
I'm glad.
How is it that they are just taking this dude out of it?
He's what we call, when I used to play a lot of basketball, there was always those guys that you would just say self-check. That means you don't really have to guard them. Karl-Anthony Towns has turned into a self-check. He'll run himself out to the three-point line and pull some kind of catch-and-fade three-pointer. Charles Barkley almost had an aneurysm during halftime when Kenny was showing highlights of Karl-Anthony Towns sprinting to the corner to catch and shoot a three. He's like, "Wait a minute." And Shaq goes, "No." You could just hear him like they couldn't believe what they were seeing. They were so upset. And finally, as the segment was ending, all Charles said was, I really miss the back in the days when big man used to play like big man. But Karl-Anthony Towns usually does play like a big man, though. So I think Minnesota was, in large part, their failings the first two games. It has been on them more than the Rockets. Rockets have defended. I mean, they do defend this year, but they haven't even gotten remotely close to the Rockets' best punch yet. And yesterday's, that if you're a Minnesota fan, you should know that you have no chance against the Rockets. If James Harden shoots like that and you get smashed, it's just not going to happen for you.
Well, will it change in Minnesota at all? I don't know. Their style of basketball, I was thinking about it this morning, is, and you mentioned Jeff Van Gundy last night, is what NBA team right now is going to, you know, is going to hire Jeff Van Gundy with the style of ball. I would think that, you know, Jeff Van Gundy is about as smart as it gets basketball-wise, mm-hmm. that he'd have to adjust his game. You know, you can play. We've seen Golden State play an up-tempo style of game and three-point shooting style of game and still be great defensively. You know, you can do that. Minnesota doesn't have the players right now. And if Jeff Van Gundy had those kind of players, but Tom Thibodeau has to adjust. He has to adjust his game. Maybe the front office needs to get a different style. Look at, oh my God, Daryl Morey, if he's not the GM of the year, if he's not the executive of the year, just picking up Gerald Green. Just that move. What about Gerald Green coming in last night when James couldn't shoot?
Crazy Gerald got off yesterday.
Well, yeah, are you kidding? Gerald Green just changed the whole game. They were down early, and Gerald Green changed the game.
This is what I really do appreciate about Daryl Morey. That's a move that I never would have ever thought about. Gerald Green, dunk champion, high flyer, wild man, out of control. How does that even enter your mind? You know who we should call? Gerald Green. Let's see what Gerald's doing right now. I know he's just sitting around his house shooting some pickup ball. I'll bet he could help our basketball team. That would never even cross my mind.
Right.
Gerald Green? What? Now Gerald Green comes in. He's got hair braided with the Rocket logo cut into the top of his head. He's all in for team. When he comes in, you know what he's about in the first 30 seconds? Like, well, he's off. Better get him out. Or whoa, you better look out. Because if Gerald Green ever makes his first two shots, you are buried. Your game is absolutely over. And Gerald Green turned that game around in the second quarter
yesterday. He really did. He changed the game.
He changed the energy of the game completely.
You know, and we see the rotation now. It's going to be...
Joe Johnson likes to change the energy of games, too, to this. Hey, guys, this is me, Joe Johnson. Let's just calm down here with all this crazy offense, and let's just lay down on this couch and take a nap. Let's lay down on this Davenport and take a nap.
Is it... When and if Ryan Anderson... Does Ryan Anderson die? If he ever gets back, does he get back into this rotation?
Yeah, he does. I don't know... Yeah, I mean, he
Bamute does when he gets back, I would assume.
When he does? I don't see it going more than an 8. I mean, it could go 9.
Well, actually, right now it's 7. And then Joe Johnson comes in and
yeah,
puts
Joe
up
Johnson's
a lazy.
Yeah, Joe Johnson's the guy who's gone. Ryan Anderson will get his minutes. I don't know where they come. And Ryan Anderson's another heat check guy. Like, Nene, they're playing. Now, Nene makes a lot of sense in this series. We'll see who they face next. The Rockets. And then, how about Oklahoma City?
I told you, be scared of them.
I'm terrified. That's a classic. That's who they've been the whole year.
What were they?
Great one game, and then they literally drink from the toilet.
What were they, the big three? I think they were 0 for, well, they were 0 for, I know that, 0 for 21. 0 for 14?
In the fourth quarter. 0
for 14 from three in the fourth quarter.
That's overall, right?
Wasn't that three, or is that overall?
They didn't make a shot, the big three.
The big three did not make one shot in the fourth quarter.
It's why I don't fear them, because they can't string stuff together. They haven't been able to all season. That's why they don't even have 50 wins.
Playoff P.
Okay. I forgot about playoff P.
You forgot playoff P.
Are we really going to criticize the big three for their shooting when the star here went 2 for 18?
Yeah, because they lost at home to Utah. And they were winning. They had actually a pretty comfortable lead at one point.
They're up by 5 going into the fourth quarter or so, and then
fell
apart.
At home.
Isn't that exactly why you got Chris Paul? And isn't that exactly why you got Paul George?
You can fade stuff
like
this.
And Carmelo Anthony. For when Russ does crazy Russ stuff.
Yeah, you can fade him.
Carmelo, I watched the end of that game, particularly the late fourth, and Carmelo had multiple open shots. He just back-rimmed them. It was just an ugly performance by that entire.
That's why you don't get Carmelo if you're the Rockets. You stay away from Carmelo because he is just some dude who fills up stat sheets.
No, you want Gerald Green, not Carmelo.
Well, we've got our own Carmelo here. His name's Eric Gordon.
We got our own. It's called Gerald Green.
No, I'm talking about guys who don't make shots at the playoffs.
That's the guy. That's who. Well, he didn't. He really didn't. But in Eric, we trust. We trust in Eric.
Okay, you keep saying that. What are his numbers so far in the first two games?
Did you see this little kid at halftime getting spun around? Did you see this? Did you see the halftime show?
No, I didn't see it. I've seen something like this. I didn't see this.
It was unbelievable.
Is this, you know what? I'm surprised in this day and age that there's not groups who are outraged with how a child was almost hurt yesterday. Like, aren't you a little surprised that somebody hasn't come out, NBA team, most irresponsible parents ever allowed their child to be spun around on a man's foot.
Right.
And flipped around and someone could have had brain damage.
You know, you did that with your kids. I used to think, toss them around or whatever.
Not as successfully.
Not nearly. Would your wife let you do that? She won't let you, she's worried about you and your phone, okay?
My wife would not have liked me to, I wouldn't have felt comfortable, frankly, flipping my kids around with my feet. Like, I didn't like playing because I've had to snatch a kid from falling on their head just playing the one. Like, let's play airplane with the feet. Like,
Yeah.
To fall off. I almost ripped the arm out of socket. All right, let's not play airplane. Don't tell mom. Don't tell mom.
My dad had a bar and liquor store in Chicago, and one of the cashiers brought a little kid in. And you know how you flip them up in the air?
Yeah.
Between your legs and up in the air? Well, I didn't catch the kid and landed right and broke his front teeth on the floor when I missed him. Somebody else's kid too. So I'm not sure.
Somebody, it happened more than once.
No, it was somebody else's kid is what I'm saying, not mine.
Oh,
and
somebody else's.
No.
They let you do it twice.
It was somebody else's kid.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best thing I've ever done, but
it didn't sound like it was.
They were, when I had my own kids, I better not do that with them.
Yeah.
So I didn't. You know what? Ruin somebody else's kid's mouth.
Right. Right. That's the way I go about that. So the Rockets are up 2-0 now. James shot horribly. I thought he actually was controlling the ball. You know, he still did a pretty good job as primary ball handler, figuring things out. But the shooting was just, he never ever got on the right track shooting wise. But Chris Paul picked it right up, and that is what Chris Paul is here for.
Yep.
You're right. Chris Paul's the guy who could have a 15-point first half and help get the thing turned around.
And we've seen it before. We've seen James not have playoff games.
Right.
And they had an answer against the Clippers in game 6. It was Josh Smith, and he went off, and they won the game. This is what Chris Paul is here to do when James has these lulls that he has, and he did it exactly that, which was nice to see. So they've each had one really good game. Your stars, you can't feel great about what James did, and you certainly can't feel great about what Chris Paul did in game 1, but you know what? It's all worked out. Now, will it work out against Golden State you play like this? Absolutely not. They've got to pick it up. There's no question.
You'll get pummeled by them. You might even get beat in the second round by anybody if you play like this. Like, you really got to pick
even
it
Oklahoma
up.
City.
Yeah. Well, Oklahoma City will try to out-zero you in a quarter, so you never know. They'll try harder to lose. That's the thing about Oak City. Hey, I want to tell you about Prime Social. You don't want to try hard to lose if you're playing poker. I think you know that. At 7801 Westheimer, they've got the finest poker house in the entire city of Houston. It might as well be something out of Molly's Game because it is really nice. They've got a full kitchen waiting to serve you a variety of different food items. They've got the bar area is beautiful. The entire location is absolutely beautiful. And 20 tables, 29 televisions. One of the things I really love about it, not only is it just nice with oversized chairs, and I mean, it's so comfortable, it's so beautiful. Valet parking is free, but I also love the fact that there's so many TVs that are surrounding the tables that you are going to see your games, whether it's playoff basketball, your favorite baseball team, no matter what it is, they've got it over there at Prime Social. Stop in and enjoy yourself in fixed limit, no limit hold'em games, a variety of tournaments, noon every day, and of course, cash games as well. PrimeSocialTX.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell. We were just on Channel 26. Thank you, Nate, for having us on there. Great stuff, as always. Great to see him. And you, if you want to get in, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Your team's win last night. Chase is getting a little bit out of control. You know Chase. Do you remember Chase, the baseball?
Chase Hernandez.
HBU,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Baseball?
Mm-hmm.
He's claiming this may be the greatest starting five in baseball history. And he's talking about in the new...
That's strong.
In the new era, anyway, of three-inning relief.
All right.
You'd have
so
to...
So that's in the... Basically since 90, we'll say.
Somewhere in that neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah. Let's say since 1990, is this the best five-man rotation? I got to go back and look. I mean, you know, we know the Braves had an amazing three and then even four with Steve Avery when Steve Avery was pitching. Steve Avery kind of had some Lance McCullers to him where he could be dominant from time to time. I don't
three Hall of Famers.
Remember, yeah. I don't remember who the fifth was. They would always go Amari Telemaco. No, I can't remember. Jake Woodard, something like that. I don't know. There was obviously nobody set in stone, but the way this team is pitching right now, I mean, Garrett Cole looks absolutely unbelievable. Let me get this mic fixed. Garrett Cole looks unbelievable. Justin Verlander's Justin Verlander. And it really is up to Keuchel, how Keuchel settles in. I mean, I love his last start, but let's just see if he can keep that going. And then the difference could be Charlie Morton and Lance McCullers. Because when they're on, their stuff's as good as anybody. You're 4 and 5. Their stuff is as good as anybody on the roster when they're pitching well. See, that's what's kind of crazy. You usually can't say something like that. But they have electric stuff at 4 and 5. It's just a matter of, you know, Charlie Morton, how long will he go with that electric stuff? And then for Lance McCullers, you know pretty early in the game if he's locating. But the thing with Lance McCullers that was so great the other day is he started throwing more of a fastball. And he started really locking in with a two-seamer. And if he can find another pitch to complement the curveball that he's fallen in love with, I mean, you could be, especially if he throws it for strikes, you're going to be in a lot of trouble if you're an opposing hitter. Astros got 6 runs in an inning, and they ended up cruising. But Garrett Cole right now is so good. Like, he's already, this looks like a Cy Young front runner right now.
There's another, you know, Jeff Luhnow picking him up. And just 5 strikeouts last night, which was very disappointing for him to only be able to strike out 5. He didn't give up an earned run and just 5 hits, but he disappointed us all with just 5 strikeouts last night.
Yeah, very. It was a pretty modest pedestrian effort by Garrett Cole.
Right. And then the top of the order just doing it 2 for 4, 2 for 5, 2 for 5. Reddick and 0-for-4 night, but Yuli with another hit. Marwin with a huge hit. He got it going. McCann, 2 hits. This was what the Astros are supposed to look like. Still 10 strikeouts by the club against Mike Leake. He had seven. He struck out 7. That's still a little high. The offense still hasn't gotten going, but yeah, that 6th spot was awfully nice. And yeah, you know, this has got a chance to be a very, very special rotation. If we see McCullers doing what he did the other night, 2 nights ago, and we see Keuchel, you know, I tell you, this just fuels. You know, Morton's going out there going, I gotta show them now. You know, I gotta show Cole, and Verlander's going to be right after me. And look at how the way McCullers pitched. And you know, every 5th start, these guys are all, every 5th day, all of these guys are going, well, I got to do it
well,
too.
Well, how are the Mariners liking it going from McCullers to Cole? Like, do you think that was something that they were excited about?
And then here it comes at 100.
I mean, they can't get a hit against these guys. Like, Justin Verlander. Actually, they at least hit Cole better. Verlander, one hit, no big deal. McCullers, here's your hit. Like, the Astros have guys who can one hit you.
Yeah, that's what they do. That is what they do. So they got today, Morton is going against Gonzalez, and then this weekend they're at the White Sox, and that'll be a bloodbath with Verlander, Keuchel, and McCullers all going.
It could be.
But then they come back here for the Angels. Now, the Angels got slapped around. Boy, the Red Sox look good. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
The Red Sox are a good baseball team right now. That's good. You face them a little bit later. You don't catch them now while they're red hot, which is awfully nice. You don't catch them until June 1st, and by then they'll be cooled off and be an average, mediocre team. So that worked out just fine that the Angels caught them now and got their heinies handed to them. And but the Astros look like they're a bit back on track after losing 5 out of 6 and not hitting. They came up with that big inning in the 6th inning. They got an afternoon game today and then on to Chicago.
I hope that gets them going. I mean, it was an inning, but they can put up that kind of crooked number. I mean, that's been their thing. Like last year, that was their thing. It wasn't a big deal for them to hit 5-7 on you in an inning. And that's enough to win, especially with the starting pitching. You just need to do it once. But, I mean, I still want to see the hitting, you know,
consistent. And what was awesome last year was how they did it late in games.
Right.
You know, there was never any game, even if you were down a run or two going into the 8th, you still felt like that team was going to be able to get it done. And they did. And this year, you don't have that same feeling. So to be able to put up, you know, that big a number late in a game, that's totally sweet.
By the way, what'd you think about AJ play with the lineup a little bit again? Altuve 2.
Well, yeah, that's the second night in a row.
Yeah, but he went Reddick 4.
Right.
And so Reddick was back. And it's almost like he's just saying, Reddick, we're going to put you up here with Yuli behind you, hitters in front of you, and we're going to see if we can sandwich you out of this. Into a little bit of a hot streak. He was 0-for-4. It didn't work, but he's still playing with the lineup a little bit.
Yeah. You know, when you're facing a righty, I guess Reddick could go into the four hole. It's unusual that you're switching out your cleanup hitter. But it looks like maybe Bregman, until he gets going, he's back. You're going to move him back in the lineup. Gave him a much-needed day off because he has been scuffling at the plate. Marwin's been scuffling as well, but he came up with a couple of hits. Maybe this gets him going. I like it. Again, get your guys up there. Everybody's going your big hitter in the two-hole now. That seems to be a trend. Judge is hitting in the two-hole. Trout's hitting in the two-hole. Altuve's hitting in the two-hole.
It's an analytics thing.
Yeah.
You got a guy in front of you, and then you got, and a lot of times they're putting weakest hitter. A lot of times we'll go at 7 or 8 so that they get some guys in front of 1 and 2.
Right.
But, you know, more at-bats. It's always been the argument. You get more at-bats at the front of the lineup. Even if you get 9 more at-bats for a guy in a season, it's worth the 9 more at-bats for a really good player than a not as good one.
Well, Derek Fisher, too, in left field. It's the second most feeble left field hitting wise in all of baseball.
Derek Fisher feels like he's going up with one of those mini bats that Drayton would have given out right. for the first 5,000 fans.
Or a noodle. Yeah. And he was with 2 strikeouts, 0-for-4. And the Astros are now hitting 152. Their left fielders are hitting 152 on the season.
Derek Singleton is really struggling, and it may be time for him to go catch some hooks ball.
Don't put that evil on him, Ricky Bobby. Do you think he's smoking weed right before he walks up to the plate?
I mean, he's hitting like it.
Do you think he's blowing a bomb?
I mean, in the plate, it doesn't feel like he's processing quickly. I don't think he's blowing a bong. I do think it's time for him to see what's going on. Like, maybe check the Yelp reviews in Corpus Christi where he can get some, you know, good restaurants,
well,
things like that.
I made the case since his Super 2 date has come up on Sports Map today. I put it on paper how Kyle Tucker needs to be called up, because you will get that. I mean, they did it with Cody Bellinger last year. The Dodgers did, and he turned into Rookie of the Year. They did it with Chris Bryant, and they went on to win the World Series, did the Cubs. This is the time now, and especially when you're so feeble in left field, it's unbelievable how bad they are. Get him up here and see if the guy can hit. I know he's hitting 235 in the minors, but you remember those teams that don't make the playoff and they get stuck at the Cotton Bowl and they just feel like they should be in a bigger bowl.
Yeah.
Well, I think that may be the case with Kyle Tucker in Fresno. He hits so well in the spring. He's like, why am I here? What am I doing here?
Just kind of going through the motions.
I got to wait a minute. Possible. I'm in Fresno.
It's possible.
You could have been in Houston playing for the world champs or in Fresno. You don't think you'd be disappointed? Nothing against Fresno.
Yeah.
Except Fresno sucks.
Yeah. I don't feel like Fresno's where you
want
to be.
No. No, that's not what you want. All right, Chris, we'll get you on the other side. We promise you. But John Clay Wolf is waiting to talk on the radio. We're going to get him in here to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. And John Clay Wolf joins us. He joins us on Saturday mornings right here on ESPN 97.5 as well. What do? You do about 12 hours of radio on Saturday mornings, don't you?
It's just four.
Just four? It seems like it's a lot longer.
I'm glad that you feel that way, that you're waiting so irritably for it to be over.
It just seems like it drags on. But that's just me.
They're in Mexico with the Loma Blancas if they need to call someone up to the bigs.
You need to call somebody up to the bigs and get on your show. How about people going to GiveMeTheVIN.com? How's Houston been responding?
Houston is still like 70% of our business. We're on in 23 cities, but we have 23 locations. The deal in Houston just works. It's been great. Car market's up real high. We had a great day at the auction yesterday in Dallas. We're still overpaid for cars because we're making it work. I think there's about two more weeks on that window before the market starts coming down to reality. So if you're in the mode, go ahead and hit us at GiveMeTheVIN.com because we've got the computer system that fits the cars ratcheted up over the norm right now because the market's up over the norm, but I think it'll fall back down pretty soon. Hey, real quick, and I know this isn't going to help me with any Houston people, but did I read that right? Did the Rangers take that series the other day?
No, you read it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Okay, so that made up. Okay. I can't hear you because there's a ring in my ear. Oh, that's right. It's the World Series championship ring that the Rangers don't have. That's right.
Not even close.
So GiveMeTheVIN.com. That is GiveMeTheVIN.com. Listen to John Clay Wolf right here on ESPN 97.5 Saturday mornings. John, we appreciate it.
See you guys.
ESPN 97.5.
It's your boy Blanco here with Amazing Ming and Darkside. You already know we're coming at you with that new anthem for the new breed of dogs. Let's go.
There ain't no promise of tomorrow.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 735 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Let's get some calls in here. We got Chris has been waiting to talk on the radio. He wants to talk to Lance. He's got a kid question, and nobody's more of an expert on kids than Lance.
Well, I got a lot of them. I don't know that I'm an expert.
Yeah, no, I think that makes you an expert.
I mean, you want an expert on how to just have them, I tell you. But
how to make them?
Yeah, it's not hard.
What do you say, hey, Chris?
Hey, so typically, Lance, I've listened to you for years and years.
Yeah.
Love your info line feedback around nachos and other things.
Right.
I have my boys in the car here.
Oh, okay.
Dropping them off at school. Mm-hmm. We come from a semi-affluent family. This is our first year in public school. Mm-hmm. We watch the Rockets. We love Correa. We love Watt. And for the past couple of days, they've been coming home talking about soccer, and I can't connect. I just can't connect with them. They talk about Messi and some guy named Ronaldo, and we're having to Google it. What's the best way that I can learn about soccer to connect with my boys?
It's easy. Video
PlayStation,
games.
PlayStation, I hear you talk with Snap. I mean, what do I do?
PlayStation or Xbox. And then you're going to have to take a bunch of L's because kids inherently become extremely good extremely quickly in video games. So the only chance that you have, you could choose to watch it. I don't think if you haven't been watching it, it's going to take you a while to get into it, although you don't have to lock in for very long. You get about 2 hours and that's it. No commercials. It's kind of easy. But obviously, it's video games because if you do beat your kids in video games, there's the bonus. You've connected with your kids, and you can say, you know, you can trash talk them and things like that. So it's kind of a win-win.
Soccer, My oldest said soccer games are like Astro games now, 1-0 and 2-1.
Yeah, I will, depending on how you set the settings, you probably want to go on the first setting, which is feeble.
Yep.
Set it on feeble. And then that way they won't steal the ball from you constantly when you play the computer. And you're going to need to practice against the computer first before you play your kids. And then you want to pummel the kids. Because the last thing you want to do is lose a little face to the kids. Like most dads will physically assault children before they're willing to lose a basketball game there on the driveway, right? You can't let your kid officially beat you in anything.
This will take time away from, you know, you're watching porn. So, but it'll be
no
worth
kids,
it.
He said he was dropping kids off at, remember, at
yeah,
school.
Yeah, their kids are still in the car.
They're literally in the car, John.
Oh.
They're literally
well,
in
they
the
can't
car.
Listen because he's on the telephone.
Well, but
see.
Unless he's Bluetooth.
But I'm saying.
Unless he's Bluetooth.
It's, but I'm saying it'll be worth it because you'll be able to spend time with your kids and understand what they're talking about. Okay?
Yeah. Oh.
Tell me it's thanks. Thanks,
no problem. Bye, kid. Guys. How old are your kids?
8, 12, 8, 6, and 2.
Yeah, the 12 is probably going to roll you in a video game.
Yep. 100%.
But you can still beat the 8 for sure.
Yeah.
And then take guys. The 12 out on a golf course or, you know, basketball out there. Just take them somewhere you know you can physically intimidate them, and then you just keep the upper hand. That's all. That's all you do.
Or
if you get a lead, you retire and you beat him. Like I beat my 13. I beat my 13-year-old in NBA 2K, I beat him in FIFA 5-1 or 5-0. And I said, he could play again. I'm sorry, I retired.
Yeah,
I retired undefeated champ. I'm sorry.
No, you never play.
You don't
again.
Get another game. Let's play NBA 2K. Nope.
Nope.
FIFA only, and I'm Juventus. That's it. Juve?
Yeah. I retired from ping pong when JT started when it was 21-19. Okay, I'm
Did
done.
Did you win?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, you know that when was it's it. Time to retire. That was it. Yeah, you shut it down.
And now,
you're going to retirement.
Now I can't
Come
even.
Come on, just play.
I don't believe I'd get 3 points off him now. So
not playing. Do you think your son could beat Daryl Morey in ping pong?
I don't know. How good is Daryl Morey?
He's pretty famously good.
JT was school champ. He's pretty good.
And those were rich kids.
Yeah,
he's got a shot.
No, he's I don't. I don't know.
Was there a?
But I'll tell you this.
Was there a cheap beer handicap for the school he won? Because I'm assuming those rich kids. I mean, there's always a question of whether it breaks into beer pong or they actually play ping pong.
No, they were playing actual ping pong.
Who was the bad? Was there a bad guy at the school? Like every private school's got to have the snotty rich kid who's the bad guy in the movie. Usually played by. Ted McGinley, or played by the
sweep
kid
the
from,
leg,
the sweep the leg kid. Yeah, yeah. It's usually a blonde kid.
Right.
It's usually kind of Aryan in nature.
Right.
Did you have one of those bad guy white kids that you knew was like he'd be the bad guy in a movie? You don't have to say names because Dad might be listening.
No, I don't know that. I never
Trying
watched.
To save you there?
I just have no.
Just ask him.
No.
Your son.
Yeah,
will
know. Maybe probably.
Was there a guy who'd be?
Maybe it was JT. I don't know.
Yeah, no, maybe it was.
I don't know.
It's possible.
It's possible. I have no idea. But
who would have been the villain in a John Hughes movie at your school? Ooh, might have been me, Dad. Yeah, it could have been me.
Could have been me.
No, the first thing would have been
Did
who's
they trip
John,
kids?
Who's John Hughes, Dad?
Yeah, that's the first thing. Right. Did they trip kids in the cafeteria?
Well, I hope he didn't do that. I don't know. But
well, if he did, he's for sure the kid.
Yeah. No.
Tricked a girl into
actually, I do have somebody in mind, but I'm not gonna mention any names.
If he tricked a girl into that he was gonna go to prom with her and then didn't go and laughed with his friends outside of her house, he's that guy.
He's that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's that kid.
Well, if he took her to prom and then promised to call her back, or he took her to prom and then when she got there, he went with the girl he really liked.
Yeah.
And just
then
he goes, "You really think I was going out with you?"
if he put another kid inside of a trash can, he's that. He's
We've got
that
a
kid.
Candidate out here who, if he went to private school, could have been the rich kid a hole.
Andrew.
Andrew's a nice kid, but he fits the
profile. No, he fits the profile for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fits the physical profile.
Yeah.
And Trey would have got maybe put into a locker or something. Trey would have been the kid who and I don't know that he would have bounced back like
what locker?
Nah, no, he wouldn't have fit in the locker.
In
the trash can.
Yeah, no, like Trey would have been. The, you took my shoes.
Trey would have been the sidekick to the girl who had an alternative prom. Like, she was sick and tired of the normal prom.
Trey would have been Molly Ringwald's.
He would have been her sidekick, yeah.
Yeah, the alternative prom, and Trey would have been that character.
Trey would have been Molly Ringwald's best friend.
Trey would have been that side character that's on the movie for, like, three different segments.
Nah, Trey wouldn't have been the side. He wouldn't have been her best friend because the best friend was always longing for her, Trey, but I'm not that way.
No.
Trey simply would have been one of the...
One of the three guys...
Who hung out with...
Like the
Molly
one,
Ringwald's best friend.
Yeah, he would have been one of the three guys. He would have had two lines in the movie.
He goes,
I wish I could smell her panties.
You'd have to feature Trey more than that.
Well, I would. But if Trey you want to be say, a... Well, you could give him the best line, like, I'd give anything to have those panties. Like, well, you know, something like that.
And yeah.
I bet Kyle Busch would be able to get in there.
No.
Or like he'd give some kind
Trey
of...
would be, always be the doubting Thomas. Just give it up, man. She doesn't go for guys like us.
That's right.
I bet Rusty Wallace could get that number.
Like
Trey, what? Like, what? Hey, stop
the script. Cut.
Stop ad-libbing. No one knows who Rusty Wallace is. Okay.
Hey, Red, stay with the lines, okay? Because there's lots of guys who can replace you. Trust me. Stop trying to get NASCAR lines in here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's roll it again.
743 ESPN 97.5. Let's catch up. 713-780-3776. Let's talk about our Skeeters. We're talking about Astros. What about Skeeters? Okay. It's just 8 days away. Your Skeeters are going to be starting up next Friday.
How about all the things? Like, here's what's great about the Skeeters. You're not going to go to a game where they don't have something. This is the most extra franchise that there's ever been.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, no matter what day you go, there's something extra going on. Well, this is this day. This is this day.
Right.
You get this day with, you know, with drinks, or this day with food, or... with fireworks, they always have something extra going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, the first day is the schedules, and then they've got hat day, and then they got your kids can play catch on the field, and they can run the bases, and there's fireworks, and there's splash days, and there's all kinds of stuff. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com, and you'll see all the extra stuff that's going on. If you're looking for a great time at an affordable price, okay, that's a key to this thing. It's so much more affordable than trying to get to big league games. It just is. And that's what the minors are for. And that's what the Sugarland Skeeters do in a beautiful setting. The park is just beautiful. If you haven't been there before, you got to get there. And all the stuff that you could possibly want for the kids. They've got mini plans. They've got, you can buy full schedules. You can do whatever you want. Just go to SugarlandSkeeters.com. It starts up next Friday, SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey, time to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. We just had John Clay Wolf on a little while ago. Funny dude. He is on Saturday mornings right here. What he does more than anything, and he said, how about this? Like 70% of his business, he says, comes from the Houston area. You guys are stepping up, and there's good reason for it. And he just said, too, there's a couple of weeks left where you are going to be able to get top dollar for your trade-in. So if you're thinking about selling your car, now is the time to do it because they are going to be able to give you more right now because all this steel thing and everything else that's going on. But it's just a couple of weeks left, he says. So this is the time to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're thinking about selling your car, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. Put it in, and within minutes, and maybe just 1 minute, you're going to get a quote on how much you can get back. Now, there's some leeway in that, and they'll have to check out what kind of shape your car is in and all of that stuff. But it's going to be pretty close to exactly what you're going to get. So GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Sell your car to John Clay Wolf.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 747 on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Del Reheal joins us in just over an hour here on ESPN 97.5. You want to get in? 713-780-3776.
Yesterday was about interesting game twos in the playoffs. LeBron James started the game by scoring about 70 points in a row.
Yeah.
For Cleveland. But then they hung on to win that one. That is not winning is not I don't think Eastern Conference Finals is in their future either. And then secondly, you had Oklahoma City. Great game one. Jekyll and Hyde game two,
yeah.
Which has been their problem the whole year. They just can't sustain. And in the Rockets, you went Chris Paul, trouble in game one. James Harden, amazing. Game two, Harden, terrible game two. Chris Paul, fantastic.
Well, it was all, it was totally opposite. Philadelphia was opposite in their second game.
All Freaky Friday game twos.
Yes, all of them.
Yep.
Game twos, and now Golden State was the only one that held serve. But James was awesome and then terrible. Chris Paul was terrible, then awesome. LeBron was meek in game one and just said, I'm taking this over in game two. And then, yeah, Oklahoma City looked like world beaters. And then they couldn't have looked crappier in the fourth quarter.
And that's been their whole season. That's just one of their issues. But you know, it's interesting you mentioned LeBron because James Harden scored 12 on 2 of 18 shooting. Right, they won by 20. He's the first player to make that few shots with as many attempts as LeBron James. And his was in a loss to the Celtics in 2008. Harden, they have a whole article about how James's defense was fantastic last night. That was, you know, he was mocked mercilessly. He was ridiculed in recent seasons. He had 3 steals, 3 blocks. He defended. Trevor Ariza said his defense was really amazing. Like, he just really did a great job. He said he really stepped up and sat down on defense. That's something he's been working on all year. He's improved unbelievable, and he has. But according to Basketball Reference database, there's now 16 players since 1964 to make 2 or few shots with at least 15 attempts in a playoff game. James is one of 16 now. He's the only one that played on a winning team. How about that? All the other 15 lost.
Well, if your superstar doesn't play, see,
that's you're not going to usually get 15 shots unless you're one of the better players.
Unless you're a good player. So they're not, because come here, sit down. Come here, Gerald. That's enough shots for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, come sit here.
You start that bad, you get to 1 for 10, and they're like, okay, you're not going to. But James is going to stay in the game and keep playing, obviously. And actually, I thought he stayed within his, I didn't think he forced bad shots. He kept getting the ball knocked away. Whenever he went to the basket, he could not get finishes, could not even get the ball up.
Or swatted. Yeah, or whatever.
Or blocked. Yeah. But I didn't think he took bad shots. I thought he still stayed within the context of the offense. He moved the ball pretty well. I don't know how many I don't recall him having a bunch of turnovers. I'm going to look at the turnover numbers here, but it didn't feel like he had 3 turnovers to 7 assists. That's fine. Chris Paul was 8-1, as you would expect, but
just Chris Paul being Chris Paul.
Just Chris Paul, but how about Capella? 16 boards in this one. Karl-Anthony Towns, I'm glad you asked. KAT had...
But Gerald Green with 12 boards.
10.
Yeah. Gerald Green has 12 boards.
Gerald Green did.
He was second in the game, 16 and 12, with the top two rebounders, and that's Gerald Green.
26 minutes, 21 points, 12 boards.
Not bad.
Plus 27.
Yeah. James was plus 1, and they won by 20. Chris Paul plus 21, Capella plus 22.
PJ Tucker was a minus 1.
How was anybody a minus 1?
I don't know. How about Nene swatting people's stuff yesterday?
How about Aaron Jackson getting in? Who is Aaron Jackson?
I'm sorry. Are we going to bury the lead that Joe Key played yesterday? Because I was already off the game watching Astros. I was like, damn it. If I would have known Joe Key was going to play, I would have watched.
I missed that too.
Yeah, well, he was 1 for 1, so basically dominated, and he was minus 3.
But he was minus 3 for the game. 713-780-3776. Let's see what Gilbert has to say today. Gilbert is joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gilbert. Yeah, that was a lock. All right, we can put Gilbert away.
Wow, Rockets 30% from 3 yesterday.
You know what today is, don't you? How excited are you about the schedule coming out today?
Oh, it's NFL schedule day.
NFL schedule day. Does ESPN run an entire show on this? They usually do, don't they?
ESPN and NFL Network.
Look at this.
My squad's going to be running.
I've got
entire programming.
ESPN news and notes for today, and And here is what they say about the schedule. Storyline surrounding NFL schedule release. 49ers cornerback Richard Sherman was going to face the Seahawks. These are notable reunion games. Sam Bradford faces the Rams and Vikings. Now he's with the Cardinals. Teddy Bridgewater is going to face the Vikings. Deion Lewis and Malcolm Butler are going to face the Patriots. Jimmy Graham going to face the Seahawks. And Case Keenum is going to face the Texans this year at some point. That's a notable reunion game.
It actually is. Case Keenum.
I would think Minnesota, if he was playing Minnesota, would be more of a reunion game than facing the Texans.
Oh, wait, than Denver. Yeah, but Case had two stops with the Texans, played at the University of Houston. It's kind of a, don't think anyone else nationally. I think that's
No.
Like, locally, there will be people.
I don't think anybody knew that Case Keenum was playing quarterback for the Texans at that time. Remember, they were, when he was playing quarterback for the Texans, they didn't win a game. He went 0-for the first time that he went through with Gary Kubiak, and then he won one with Bill O'Brien. But I don't know that anybody realizes that. Case Keenum going back to face Minnesota, I think, would be...
it's a little bigger deal than...
That's a much bigger deal.
Are there any Houston reunion games? I don't feel like it.
Other than Case?
What are we going to do? Brooks Reed? Do we play the Falcons? Like, Brooks Reed is back again! Is Dan Dierdorf like, I can't believe we're going to see Brian Bramer come back and play the
Are they facing Jason Babin this year at all?
No, Babin doesn't play.
No.
No, who is their pick from Cincinnati? Connor Barwin.
Yeah.
What about Barwin? They get what about Son of Bum? That's like the best you could get is Wade Phillips.
I don't think
the best
do they play the West game. This year?
They don't.
No.
That's the best you could get is a Wade Phillips matchup.
That would be the best. Well, and Connor Barwin.
Oh, AJ Bouye, actually.
Mm.
AJ Bouye.
Well, yeah, but that Bouye was last year.
Yeah, well, it's every year.
Yeah, I know, but that was... No.
Oh,
it's, yeah, it's...
I
yeah,
see,
yeah.
Just a one-year
Yeah, it's a one-year.
Yeah, that's what all those are?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't really like seeing A.J. Bouye, because that means Jalen Ramsey's going to be guarding DeAndre Hopkins. That usually isn't great.
And some random Texans guard is going to have to block Calais Campbell.
Yeah, whoever it will be
whoever
this time.
It will be, yeah.
And here is, and here comes Zach Fulton.
Oh, look, it's Zach Fulton.
Against Marcell Dareus.
Calais Campbell and Marcell Dareus over and over and over again.
On the other side is Kenio Selamete is going to try to block Calais Campbell while Marcell Dareus gets Jeff Allen. Oh, no. Hey. None of this sounds good.
Unnamed Texans right tackle tries to block Dante Fowler Jr.
Nick Mance's first start at right tackle. Is he going to be able to stop, you know, the blitz coming off the edge from Miles Jack? Like, probably not.
No.
Good God, Malik Jackson, again.
No.
These are all the guys you're going to have to face for the next, I don't know, 4 years. Congratulations.
Davenport beaten again. Like, oh God. Chantrell Henderson is whipped again. Like, oh God.
Miami on Miami crime.
Saxonville. Hashtag Saxonville.
Calais Campbell drops his stuff all over Chantrell Henderson.
Oh, what? No. He's
you
not
would
dropping
think he'd
junk.
Show more love for a former Miami product.
Amazingly, Deshaun Watson has thrown his fourth touchdown pass after being sacked for the 14th time in a game. We've never seen the 14-4 combo in NFL history.
That is a possibility.
Deshaun's going to have to be... Remember that game where like Dave Craig got sacked 80 times and Derek Johnson had... I'm not Derek Johnson. What's his name? Derek Thomas had 7 of them. That's... There goes Gilbert.
Oh, God, Gilbert just let fly.
That's going to be Deshaun Watson against the Jags. He's going to have to get sacked 14 times.
Brandon Whedon's got to get that start.
No.
In game, the first time they play, just let Brandon, treat it like a preseason game. Let Brandon Whedon get the start. Let them get it out of their system in the first half. In the second half, bring Deshaun in as a reliever. Just like the first game where it may have extended his career not having to play the first half.
What if it's later in the season and that offensive line is really gelling and coming together?
Yeah. Then he can play.
Then he'll get sacked six times.
I kind of feel like that's going to be the case.
Yeah,
the offensive line is just going to gel.
Hey, at least they have new guys.
Well,
I mean, to me, they should have the Obama the Hope thing. They should have that with, like, Kelamete's face or Zach Fulton Hope. And it's just Zach Fulton looking into the distance with the blue and the red, you know? Chantrell Henderson, Hope. And then that's when Dell points out, wait a minute, he's played 7 games in 2 years because of drug suspensions. Hope. I don't care. Chantrell Henderson, Hope. Holt meme.
What?
Gilbert!
What?
God, he's driving me crazy with this.
I love that. 7:58 ESPN. Let's take a break. We're going to be on with Nate next segment right here on Channel 26. So listen up and tune in. Right now, though, we're talking about my peeps.
How is Gilbert on two lines?
I have no
snoring.
It's a Gilbert impersonator.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's no. It's a Gilbert impersonator?
Oh, I wish we could get to him right now. I wish. Oh, I didn't know.
A Gilbert. Well, let's see what it is. Hold on. Let's get the other Gilbert in here. Hey, Gilbert.
This hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Hello?
Oh.
This is the real Gilbert.
Hey, I'm Gilbert.
There's,
which Gilbert are you?
There's two Gilberts.
What?
Who's Gilbert?
LeBron James. I want to talk about Rangers, the World Series, kick y'all's ass.
Gilbert?
Rangers.
I'm Gilbert.
Wait a minute. That's
Hold
Gilbert.
Hold on a second. Which Hold Gilbert on. Is the right one?
LeBron James MVP.
Wait a minute. Is that Sling Blade or Gilbert?
I'm Gilbert.
Gilbert?
I'm going to Low T Center right now.
Gilbert, you're going to Gilbert. It's called Men's T Clinic. I'm sorry. Gilbert, where are you going?
San Antonio Spurs.
Gilbert, you like the San Antonio Spurs?
Gilbert.
Put them both on hold. Put them both
That's
on hold.
Terrible.
We got two spots to get through.
Let's get through this.
Let's talk about Renter's Warehouse.
Let's talk about Renter's Warehouse right now. And that's our peep. That's our guy over there. Rich Drake is doing an unbelievable job getting you the into the home that you want. So we talk about the houses all the time and that you should rent out your house. What if you're looking for a place to rent? What if you want to, you know, get in on the market and you want to rent somewhere? Well, you call Renter's Warehouse, 713-224-RENT. Now, if you've got a house that you just can't live in anymore for whatever reason, you're changing jobs, you got to move out of the city, or you just want to, you just can't take that commute anymore. This is the time. And it doesn't matter where you're at. They got a place in Beaumont. Renter's Warehouse has an office there. If you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're out east, they're looking for homes all over our area.
Yeah, so they will help you find where you need to be. But the other thing is, the most important thing for you is they get your house rented out. There's so many people looking for rental property right now. Yes, it spiked, obviously, after the hurricane. But it was like that before. And a lot of the millennials right now and young married couples are looking for starter houses or beyond. So I don't really – it doesn't matter how big your house is. It doesn't matter where it is in the city of Houston. They have an idea of exactly how much it can rent for and exactly how to position it so that you can get your house on the market quickly. Make sure that you go to the website, renterswarehouse.com, or call 713-224-RENT.
ESPN 97.5.